I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know,
but we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too.
Hi.
Hey, Dee. Dee's nuts.
Why, thank you.
Actually, someone gave me the origin of that recently, and
good.
I meant to send it to you or reference it somehow and didn't. So.
What is it?
Yeah, can't recall.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, we'll get to the bottom of that.
Okay, that's pending.
Yeah.
That's on our to-do list.
It was a listener of the podcast.
Oh, really?
Alerted me to
nice.
Where this came from, so we'll have to.
Oh, my God, I'm excited.
Yeah, it's apparently a thing. Some guy. D's nuts. I don't know.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Anyway, we have a millennial here with us today.
Thank the Lord.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like when we get these youths in here.
We got to get them in here. We got to sit them down.
It really just jazzes me up.
That's right.
Right?
Well, they have things to teach us. And without them, we stand stagnant.
I feel lost in a world filled with information.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. It's like we, you know, I'm looking on Twitter. I'm going into the area of the page that filters for me via entertainment, news,
it's
sports.
It's feeding you what it thinks you might
it's
like.
It's helping me.
Yeah.
You know, and I appreciate
sure.
that.
You need all the help you can get.
But I can't get to what like the hottest thing is from Twitter alone.
No.
I need a youth in here, as we both do, to lead us
all day, every day.
Every single day.
Yeah, that's correct.
So we have on who?
Devin Johnson.
Now, tell me about Devin Johnson.
Well, if you Googled her like I did.
Yeah.
She's not the NFL fullback for the Carolina Panthers.
Damn it.
Just want to be clear.
Okay.
I just want to clear the air
okay.
for those listening.
Who just got excited.
She is not him.
Okay. Yeah. And now is Devin Johnson a youth from the Carolina Panthers?
He is 23.
Oh, so people could have been like, oh shit.
Yeah.
They have a Panther
all up
in
the
studio.
Look, I would be thrilled to have him as a guest. So if he's listening
at some other time.
He could be our second Devin Johnson.
That would be a blessing.
Yes.
This Devin Johnson.
Oh, okay. She is delightful. She started an online magazine called Whilst. And
ooh.
If you pronounce a WH, which I nary do, that's how you would say it.
Whilst. It's just a slip of a name.
Right? But it's basically, you know, it was started as a place for her and her talented jobless friends to write content post-college about being in that in-between period in life.
Kind of like Girls.
Yeah.
The TV show. That
just
stage.
Like that.
But in a zine formation.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful website. Everybody should check it out.
Cool.
It's whilstmagazine.com.
Whilst.
My mom pronounces WHs.
Good for her.
She'd be like, what are you doing? Where are you going? And with whom?
Oh, my God.
It's like really
I'm
intense.
Really
right?
into it.
Yeah.
Was she a theater major?
Of course she was.
Okay, there you go.
So was my dad. That's
yeah.
how they met.
Ah, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do you ask?
Oh, God, help us.
Oh. All right, so she is going to help us today
okay.
by kind of taking us through how millennials are getting their news.
Right. Yeah, you know, we hear a lot about BuzzFeed.
Mm.
And I'll see a BuzzFeed article.
You'll see it.
But am I going to BuzzFeed.com? Absolutely not.
The only time I go to BuzzFeed.com, literally, is when I'm trying to, like, prep for this podcast.
Right.
Like, what are the kids up to?
Yeah. Right.
What are they doing out there?
But not on the daily.
Oh, they're giving me a quiz about a banana.
It's a lot of quizzes.
Oh, so many.
And that's where they're getting their news.
We'll
find out.
She'll teach us.
All
right, let's get our buns in here.
Okay, great.
Hi, Devin.
Hi. Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
You know, there are, Googling you, I just got to say, there are a lot of Black men that share your name.
Yeah.
Has that ever caused any confusion in your life?
Yeah, I don't tell people to Google me ever. Yeah.
Well, I couldn't find you.
I did. Yeah. Yeah. In some ways, it is a blessing.
Yeah.
Because literally no one could find me on Facebook or Instagram or anything really, which, you know, can be good. However, I was informed my freshman year of college that my last name was a slave name. Like everyone that was freed in the civil rights movement, they quickly changed their names to Smith or Johnson or something that was a little more like American sounding, I guess.
Right. Mm.
To be honest, I'm Swedish, so it really just like throws a wrench in there. Mm. I don't really know. So you can't find me.
That's kind of a superpower.
Yeah.
Yeah, these days.
To be
definitely.
Invisible on social media.
Yes.
Wow, I like
it's a gift I inherited.
I think it honestly is because, I mean, you know, are you dating anyone right now?
No.
So you
single.
Are you running around going on dates?
Here and there. I have recently here and there been doing that a little bit. And it is a little confusing, especially when I sign my name, like even in an email, people automatically assume I am a male.
Right.
And then if they do ever try to Google me, it's just real confusing.
Right. So, but I like that because it's like you just get to show up and be you without having someone, you know, putting together all this like information on you before
they even
get to.
Be honest, did you guys think I was a guy?
I did.
Yep.
Well, when I first heard your name, I knew in context who you were.
Okay.
Because you came to us through our former guest, Kimmy Lucas, who said, I've got a great friend, and somewhere in there was a female pronoun.
Yep.
Right.
So even before I got your full name, I knew you were a lady.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
You know, it's interesting. Like my dad's name is a name held by many African American men as well, and he has this super deep voice. And I've seen it happen where people are like, "Oh, you're Melvin!" Like, and you realize they thought he was Black, and
right,
it's like just this great moment every time
you're
where
like,
you're like,
"All right,
that was good."
Gotcha.
Every time,
yeah.
So you have a website.
I do.
Can you talk to us a little bit about it?
Yes. I'm not very tech savvy. I'm just going to put that out there.
Okay.
My co-founder, Jane, is the mastermind behind pretty much all web fronts that you see.
Okay. So she designed the site.
She was like, all right, I'm handpicking this, picking that. We're going to throw it all together. And it is a magazine that is purely online currently and free. So anyone can have access to it. And it basically is telling personal narratives on what it's like to be in the process and be in the midst of a change, transition, whether it be culture shock from moving, whether it be you graduated college and have literally no idea what you're doing, especially if you major in something that's not like medical school.
Even then,
you're questioning like how many more years am I in this?
Right.
So that was kind of the thought process behind that. We have two amazing editors and they make life move forward, which is wonderful. We've got four people on our team and we're all not paid and just trying to figure out how to be paid. So,
sweet.
Yeah, making it work and people are getting their work out, which is always good.
That's awesome.
How is it doing?
Responses have been good. We have actually been like every issue we release or every new content we release, we get more and more hits and more shares and things like that.
Right.
So you can see the growth. You're like, okay, so when do I like push past this growth and then start taking business classes and like, hey, revenue would be a great idea.
Right.
We're kind of like, hey, how do we get donors or like donations? What does that look like? You know, so I am literally in the middle of it every time I go online to my magazine or get a submission. And I'm like, all right, we're in the midst of it again. We're just going to make it happen. And that's how it's going to go. So it is kind of still in process. We've only had it up for a year. So
That's awesome. It's really pretty.
It is really pretty.
Yeah. We really like pretty things, but we wanted to make it like kind of gender neutral too. We were like, there's a lot of really beautiful blogs out there that
super girly
are really girly. And we're like, we don't not like males. We like them. We think they have a great opinions.
Right.
We happen to cater to a lot of females. I had a guy email me this week who was like, so I was looking on your site and I would love to submit something, but do you only write for women? And I was like, no. And I'm so glad you asked.
Yeah.
We do love women, but we also love men. So I was really thankful that he emailed to ask because a lot of people don't.
Right.
So
is he going to contribute?
He is. He's going to talk about the middle years of manhood, kind of like the 20-something range where they're not quite in like the older bachelor range, but they're not quite in the young 21-year-olds range. So I'm intrigued.
Yeah, that sounds interesting, actually. It's like you can't quite just fuck around maybe in the same way the older you get.
Right.
Shedding the fuck boy.
Exactly.
In LA, you can for quite some time.
Yeah, that's true.
But in the
I'm
rest
not
going to
lie,
country.
I never know how old people are here.
Yeah.
Like, I never know.
Okay, we have a couple questions just to get to know you a little bit. Okay. Just some quickie wickies.
All right.
Don't know what that means. Last book you've read.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I'm in the middle of two, but those probably don't count. I am actually Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert.
Oh, yeah.
I have been really into. I actually haven't read any of her other books. She did Eat, Pray, Love.
Okay.
And she is like a fantastical writer. When she's in it, she is in it. Like inspiration is just a driving force for her. So that has been really fun to read and dig into, especially when you're kind of on your own, like, adventure for creativity.
Nice.
It works out really well. And being a writer, you're like, every sentence, you're like underlining, like, yes, I agree. I totally agree. I'm with you. So.
That's cool.
Last book I read.
Favorite person you follow on social media besides Devin Johnson, the fullback?
I know. Probably should follow him. I really like Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Mm.
Huge fan of him. I don't think he actually runs his social media at all.
Probably not.
But I really appreciate most of the things that he posts.
Or whoever it is.
Or whoever's posting for him. That's like he okayed.
You know?
He's like, I'm in it. So, I love following him.
LaCroix, yay or nay?
Nay. I don't even. Oh. Should I know that?
It's just a brand of sparkling
fail
water.
Millennial? This. I do know this. Okay. No.
Okay.
I'm going to go no. I don't do carbonation, really. I know.
Bold.
The mineral water stuff. Like, I just can't. I can't get into it. Yeah.
You've really taken.
They also pronounce it wrong. It's not. It's like the French, but not.
Well, it's actually just. I think it's a place in Wisconsin. That's where
they would do that, wouldn't they?
Yeah. That's like how everything is pronounced. Like Detroit is.
Well, I noticed on one of their cans, they had pamplemousse and they did the French, like they did the translation. Like the flavor is pamplemousse.
Right.
And they did the translation grapefruit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, if you're going to be French, aren't you going to pronounce it correct? Or just like Wisconsin pronunciation? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Look, I can't help you with the pamplemousse. I can just let you know that the water is from Wisconsin.
Great. Okay. All right. Yeah. Wisconsin.
Feminism question mark?
I am a self-proclaimed feminist.
Woo!
Woo! Welcome to LA.
Burn them bras.
I think there is a lot of facets to feminism that are just very multi-generational that I think a lot of people tap into or don't tap into and choose not to, which I think is interesting. But I had a really amazing professor in college who just like hammered beautiful things into me about womanhood and feminism throughout the ages. And so I was really into it.
All right. Last question.
Okay.
What is the last clothing store where you fucked up some commas?
That's an oldie but a goodie,
Emily.
Oh,
man. That's like, it's dangerous. I feel like I'm so careful now.
Mm.
But
They can be small commas. I mean, just wherever you like to shop is really. Yeah.
Madewell, probably.
Delightful.
It's a great place. And you just think every single time you're like, oh, there's got to be new stuff at Madewell that's going to be new classic. Because everything is classic there. You're like, I could wear anything with anything there. Yeah. But you're like, how do you make new classic things? I don't.
It's nice. It's one of those stores, like there are a handful of those stores where I just like beeline for the sales section. Yep,
that's one of them.
And a lot of times, like, I'm in the sales section and I'm like, I don't want any of this because it's on sale. It's like mentally, like it backfires on me. At Madewell, I'm like, I still want everything. It's
like, yep. You're like, I can make this work.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm bargaining with myself at this point.
Okay. So millennials.
Yeah. We're amongst them.
God bless.
I heard they changed the date.
Did they change the date?
I'm like, I forget hope about I'm that still date. A millennial. I don't want to be giving anybody.
Newsflash.
You are, but like. Okay. But by the way, there's a million different versions.
You can go online and be convinced that you're like a baby boomer. Like, you'll find all sorts of dates out there.
All right. Now I know I can just slide in wherever I feel.
It's rangy. Yeah, it's very rangy.
You're a millennial.
Great.
So where are you guys getting your news?
It's a really good question. Personally, this might seem really old and maybe not millennial, but I listen to NPR a lot.
Ew.
I know. I'm a horrible human being. I do listen to NPR a lot. That's kind of my general, like, intake when I'm driving, if it's not, like, a podcast or something that I'm listening to. But I go to The Skim a lot. I get that in my email.
The Skim?
The Skim. They are two girls, women, actually. I think they call themselves like gals or something fun like that, though. But they
seem like fun time gals.
Yeah, they're really fun time gals. Yeah. but they're hilarious. They're little kind of short blurbs on like, hey, this happened yesterday. You're welcome. If you want a longer article that someone fancier wrote, here's a link. But they're pretty like keeping it real and keeping it quick. Mm-hmm. And I think that is actually a really smart move for a lot of people these days who just kind of are like, all right, I need to know the facts and I need to know them faster than normally reading would take.
Right.
So
here I have I have their email. I will give an example.
Yes.
So they'll do like a headline of.
A newsletter.
Yes.
Okay. So you sign up, you go to the Skim.
Skim with two M's.
Okay, that's important. Mm-hmm. So the Skim with two M's.
Yes.
And
then you're going to get something in your inbox that'll kind of break it all down for you. And like this has a headline that says, what to say when you hear 1984 is coming to Broadway. So you're thinking, this is probably going to be something about Broadway. It's not.
No, it never is. I always get thrown by those. Yeah. I don't know how they come up with them.
They're all very cute. I mean, they're like these cute, catchy little headlines. Yeah. But then it's like, you know, it's about the U.S. judge says Google has to hand over emails connected with an FBI fraud case. So it's like, you're like, oh, okay. So it is about 1984 in like a Big Brother way. But like they catch you. You know, they catch you with these
Yeah, they kind of draw you in.
Give me one more.
Yeah. Okay. Do it. To say to your friend who's having a low-key anniversary? Just like the royals, yesterday Queen Elizabeth II celebrated 65 years on the throne, further cementing her status as the longest reigning monarch in British history.
Damn, girl.
So it's like, it's cute.
Yeah.
Apparently you know, that's sapphire anniversary.
Oh, 65 is sapphire, huh?
Who knew?
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Well, I hope she was playing in it.
I mean, I'll definitely be dead by that time for myself, but...
When you hit 65 years on the throne?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would assume so since you're not yet on the throne.
But like for that sapphire anniversary, it's not going to be on my planet. No. And that's sad. It's like that's I'd love to try to get to it, but won't be alive for it.
You know what I say is buy the sapphires now.
That's right.
Live for now, Deanna.
Right.
Buy them.
Figure out all the anniversaries I'll be dead for and just get that shit now.
Yes, exactly. Because who wants, I mean, what is it? Yeah. It's like paper.
Yeah.
Stone. Like there's a bunch of like stupid ones. Just skip to the good ones.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I agree. We all need to be doing that.
Okay. So the Skim.
Yeah.
That's a hot tip. It's like.
Yeah.
It's a curated.
Mm-hmm.
Site. I was randomly home the other day during the day and turned on, I don't know, what is it, Good Morning America or something? And those Skim Girls were on there.
Yeah.
And they did. They seemed like kind of fun time, good time millennial gals.
Oh, they're young.
They are young, yeah.
They're young. Cool.
One has like the skinniest arms I've ever seen. Just if you want to Google that, if anyone wants to like weigh in.
Can you Google that? Just type in skinny arms,
Skim.
Well, and it would pop right up.
There you go. You're like, there.
This is where we're getting our news right now about these skinny arms.
Good Morning America.
And it is the Skim with two M's.com. Then you put your email in and then you're going to get that newsletter, which is like a newer thing. Mm-hmm. Getting the newsletter into the email.
We're trying
box.
To figure that out on
Amazon. Because I'm getting the Lenny letter. Are you guys?
Yeah.
From Lena Dunham and co.
We love Lena.
Jenny Connor.
Yeah. I don't always read it. No. In fact, a lot of times I delete it, but I'm happy to see it there.
Yeah. You're like, hey, Lenny.
Right.
It's there.
Yeah. It's like a new way to receive kind of like a magazine.
Yeah. Even I've noticed like clothing stores are like kind of more like upbeat, social, good kind of. I guess they are stores, I guess, somewhere. But they will send, like, kind of curated, very nicely curated, like, aesthetically pleasing inbox messages that you're like, wow, I feel privileged to read this.
Like what store?
Like a Warby Parker or something?
Yeah, something like Warby Parker, Nisolo. They're a shoe company out of Tennessee, and I subscribe to them because I think their shoes are beautiful. But they have gorgeous newsletters. If you just want pretty shoes in your inbox – check them out.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? Yeah, exactly. Dangerous.
Yeah, I don't want them because I have a high arch and I just can't do that.
No.
Inserts? Are we rocking inserts?
All the Erda.
Oh my god.
That was amazing.
But you know what? I do want to say, and I don't think we've talked about it. I know Warby Parker has been with us for some time.
Yes.
Yeah. But I just did it.
Wow. And
can I go through my experience, please?
Walk us through your new shades.
Got my eyes checked, got my prescription, marched myself to the website, picked out 5 frames, and lo and behold, they showed up at my home. And what a goddamn delight. In a small box.
It's fun, yeah.
And I was just tickled to have them. I mean, it's a great, I know we've all been there, done that, but I hadn't, and I felt great about it. And then someone sends you a text. They're like, hey, I'm your style guide.
Oh, see, that's new.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And they're like, you know, let me see these frames on you and let's see.
Cute. So you have to like take the pictures and send them?
Right. And so I sent.
Did you do that?
I didn't do, because they were all a little big on my face. Okay. And one was just such a strong frame. It actually fit, but it was extremely strong. Yeah. So, you know, I'm not sure. But that one fit okay, but it was a little too strong. But I sent her 2.
Okay.
And she was like, yeah, you know what? I really think this color looks great on you, but it's a little too wide. It should be even with the sides of your face, not going over. She knew.
She did.
I was like, okay. So then I was like, look, go ahead and you send me some that you feel good about. So I'm waiting on that box.
Nice.
Wow.
Sealed my box up, threw out the label it comes with.
Bye.
It's gone. Now I'm waiting for my second box.
So you know those glasses of mine that you love?
Yeah.
Warby Parker.
I believe it.
I have some in my car right now.
I'll tell you the style name and you can, if you go for box 3.
Right.
You can try them on.
Now, did you do the try on?
I have done the box, but I mean, in Los Angeles, you can also go to the store.
Yeah. Which I may march myself over to.
Yeah.
They have really nice sunglasses there too.
Yeah.
I'm too impatient with the boxes.
You know, I'm letting it rock. I'm like, let's
Look,
have fun.
You're not in a hurry.
Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
Let me get these boxes. Let me put them on my face.
Fun.
Mail's fun.
It is. And there's so many ways to get random things in the mail now.
Right.
Like glasses.
Exactly.
Or underwear.
Or bras.
Or curated boxes of trinkets.
Yes. Ugh.
Or makeup.
So Birchbox.
Are you Birchboxing?
I did for like 3 months.
And
it was an experience, a delightful experience.
Yeah.
But to be honest,
not for you.
I'm not a huge like makeup exploratory type.
Right.
Like if I find something that works,
you're done.
I am keeping it till I die. And you know, I don't even know what to do when I go into Sephora. My sister is so good at this and I am so not. Like,
right.
I'm like, what do I get? Like, somebody help me. I'm like screaming for the stylist to come by. And half the time they're kind of like, well, what have you used before? And I'm like, to be honest, I can't tell you. I don't know.
I do always want to say to salespeople, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
That's
what
your,
would you do?
I want you to, you start to use your skills and let me sit here and I want you to burn some goddamn calories and figure it out for me. You got my face.
Those calories, man.
Here's
they all
my
have
face.
Steppers.
You know, it's right here.
Help.
Look at it. And then go ahead and do something.
You know? I would appreciate it.
I have some Warbies here.
Emily, these are the ones that I think are coming to me.
No. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, because these are a better fit.
Yeah,
you don't
those
like
look
them,
great on them.
You do.
Yeah, they look great on you. I'm sorry, everyone
I like
listening.
Those. No, they look
we'll
really
take a
nice.
Picture. They look really good on you.
Great. I really like the, like,
can we both have
lighter?
Of course we can.
They're two-tone. It's
they are
dark two-tone. Up top and light on the bottom.
And I'm sorry, they're filthy, which,
I mean, you know what they look? Classy.
Classy. I'm a classy bride.
They're used, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah, that was good. Okay.
Taking like a photo shoot mid-episode.
Woo!
Well, you got to do what you got to do.
That's the fun stuff.
But back to the news. Back to the news.
Yes,
where
back
else
to the news
are we
sources.
Getting our news
Facebook.
From?
Facebook.
Oh, hi.
Excuse yourself.
I've heard of that tiny little site.
Do you guys
site.
Know about that one? I mean, my grandma and grandpa use it a lot, and it is impressive.
Do like, they really?
They are impressive Facebookers.
Oh, wow.
I feel like there's multiple generations of, like, the ways people use Facebook.
Oh, my God, help
you
me.
Know? It's frightening.
It's shocking.
It is. Personally, I use it for sharing articles.
Sure.
And
fake looking, news.
Fake news. Lots of fake news. I'm like, I'm going to get on my pony about this fake news right now. I usually really enjoy reading the comments on a lot of these, like, random articles that don't even make sense. You're just like, where did they come up with that?
Sure.
Nobody knows. But you're going to have an argument about it, and I'm going to watch. And it's gonna it's going to be sad and entertaining. That's usually how I end my evenings.
I have been reading a lot more comments lately.
Yeah.
Like post-election, 2017, new year. Lots happening, right? But I'm finding myself digging into the comments in ways that I had never have before.
Well, they're illuminating.
There's something.
There's
I don't know if I'm like coming. I don't think there's takeaway necessarily.
Well, my takeaway is like, you're done. You're still with me. You're done. You're still with me. You know, those kind of like, you just learn about where people are coming from in a way that you don't with a cat video.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just new information.
It is. And sometimes sometimes you find yourself on someone's profile. Like, who are you? And why do you have this opinion? Who hurt you?
Exactly.
What is happening right
now?
Because, I mean, everybody can comment on anything. And you're like, you're just basically making it really easy for me to, like, send hate your way if I wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't. But it makes
news
it easy.
Is there? News is
news
on Facebook?
News is there.
Is it?
Well, people sharing articles from
other sources.
From other sources.
And those are the ones that I hope people look at. The New Yorker and not The Onion thinking it's
right,
real.
I know. That's
or
tricky.
Or some of the other sources that you're like,
Right. All right. We should take a quick break,
yeah.
I think. And then when we come back, you're going to hit us with some
harder
news.
Okay.
I have no idea. We'll be right back.
OMFG! Okay. We are back with Devin Johnson. She's a
NFL
youth.
Fullback.
Oh, shoot.
I'm sorry, here. I got confused.
We're so far into the episode, you still don't have it.
Look,
you'll Common get it when you get it. So are people like BuzzFeed? Are you on BuzzFeed looking at it?
I'm on BuzzFeed if I find it at another source.
Okay.
So if
someone
you,
tweets out or Instagrams
then I'll be like, all right, I'll check it out. To be honest, the only time I'm ever on BuzzFeed officially, like I have their app on my phone.
You do?
I do. That was a big commitment for me because I color code my apps and it had to fit in. So it's on my app, and I sometimes nanny an 11-year-old little girl, and she loves the quizzes.
She does. Oh,
she is cute. Obsessed. So half the time I'm on BuzzFeed, I'm doing random Disney or banana quizzes.
Right.
So it's very exciting. But if it is a kind of a relevant article, I'm looking at it through Snapchat or I'm looking at it on Facebook. Mm. Or
so really that's like mainly. But yeah. Are you finding that you're going to certain sites from those apps or engines more? Like a I remember like reading Elite Daily News is like the website for millennials.
Yeah. I looked recently at Elite Daily News, and there are some articles that'll be posted on Facebook that I'm like, oh, Elite. Okay, I'll check it out. Mm-hmm. And they seem to be pretty, like, fluffy these days. Mm. I don't know. That might be a big generalization, but that's what I experienced when I went to the site. I was like, this is definitely a millennial site for maybe the not-so-good millennial reasons, if that makes sense.
Right.
Like, they had some good articles on – you know, politics. But then kind of when it got to like the relationship, kind of like more pop culture-y stuff, it's pretty fluff. It was how to know when you don't want to be in your relationship anymore.
Right. Like I'm seeing a headline right here that says girl trolls guy on Bumble by pretending he's her BF.
There you go.
Got it.
That's like, definitely a like millennial. Like girl trolls guy on Bumble by pretending he's her boyfriend.
Yeah, like what does that even mean?
I
just recently learned what ghosting was. I didn't know.
Right.
And that was rough.
That's key.
Yeah. It's important.
Okay. It is important.
They call themselves the voice of Generation Y, I'm seeing.
Oh.
Interesting.
So is that not millennial?
They're under you.
Yeah.
Shoot.
They shouldn't be on Bumble.
No.
That's
terrifying.
But like can we just give a shout out to Teen Vogue?
I was going to say.
Go ahead. Yeah. Let's talk about it.
Let's get there. Shall we? All of a sudden, I feel like, you know, we've all known Teen Vogue, right?
Sure.
I mean,
grown up with it.
Vogue for the teens.
Yes.
And suddenly they're like the hard hitters in great news stories.
It's amazing.
Who knew? Yeah.
What were some of the news stories that came out from Teen Vogue?
Let's get there.
Also, their website is beautiful. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's very nice. I remember the magazines you'd get and go to the beach, and it's like the small little mini version Teen Vogue, you know, and you're looking through, and there's a lot of ads, but you're like, these are, I might put up on my wall because I like collages on my wall.
Right, right,
you know? But now their site is just very nice. I really enjoyed it. I was like, yes.
Right. It's like you go there and you're going to get something about Zayn Malik. No problem.
Right.
Right. That's what we would
is
all expect.
Is he dating Taylor Swift? Do we know?
Oh,
homie is that hopping? What's happening? I think it might be homie hopping, but it's not guaranteed.
Excuse me?
I don't know what homie hopping is.
Homie hopping. So she dated Harry Styles back in the day, aka like last year. And now she's making singles with Zayn, who they were all in One Direction, guys.
Right.
So this is rough.
I got it.
For so, Harry.
But are they dating? Nobody
we're
knows?
We're not sure. But homie hopping, if they were dating, that would be homie hopping.
Wow.
Yep.
Homie hopping is a night. Devin, I got to tell you something.
Oh dear.
You like came it? In with a real goodie.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like
homie
it.
Hopping?
Never heard it.
Like, I think
it's fun.
There was, what is it? Eskimo Brothers is a version of that.
Oh.
Where two guys have banged the same girl.
Oh. Right.
Yeah. All right.
So
there
I guess
we go.
It's the same thing.
It's kind of the same
but
thing.
But homie hopping. That really packs a punch. Yeah.
Hopping on two gentlemen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying Eskimo sisters, you're homie hopping.
Yeah.
I'm into it. I'm really into it.
Yeah.
Me too.
Have you ever homie hopped?
I was going to ask
Don't
you.
Don't you dare ask
I was going to ask you. Come on.
Watch your mouth, young lady.
Wash it out with soap. I think I may have homie hopped.
Accidentally. I was not ready for that.
I know.
An accidental homie hop?
Yes.
How does that happen?
Well, I didn't know they were friends at first.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah. You know, you just never know what you're getting into these days when you have mutual friends. And you're like, no, you two were friends first. Okay. Whoops.
Right.
So it was a little accidental. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do it again. It's just not a good idea.
Did it blow up in your face?
Surprisingly, no. Like, it was pretty tame, I would say. It didn't go well, but it wasn't like
right,
explosive.
Good.
They still talk. So they're great. They're doing good. So.
Well, good. You yeah. didn't break up the homies. No. You just hopped the homies.
I just hopped them. Yeah.
Great.
And casually. You didn't pour a little bit out for the homies.
Like, it was it was not super dramatic. Yeah, we'll put it that way. It wasn't that's super good. Dramatic.
It's not have like this current sitch yeah. with Taylor.
Right.
That's news.
That's news. I think I was not. I kind of
did one of those jammies.
Did a similar yeah. accidental. To Devin, where like this guy hit on me, and unbeknownst to me, I then that same weekend started dating his roommate. And so then all of a sudden I'm in their house and I'm like, oh my God, you're the dude that just hit on me.
Boy.
So that was kind of weird. And they're like very close friends. So
yeah. Well, that's kind of like you could joke about that, I feel like, later.
It wasn't bad.
Like, yeah. It's just kind of like, ha.
Right.
Ironic.
That was a whoopsies.
Sure.
Yeah.
What I mean, in college, everybody does because you're all in the same space.
Yeah. Right.
But nothing, I can't think of anything like specific. Like, I'm going to say no, even though I'm sure in college something homie hopping ish. But I feel like that doesn't even count. Cause,
like, intentional homie hopping, like, to extremes might be a bit awkward.
Totally.
Just you're just digging yourself a hole at that point, I think.
So to speak.
So Teen Vogue's bringing the heat. Elite Daily News, maybe 2Z generation for us. Facebook, I mean, you're getting your news, but you're getting a lot.
You're getting a lot, and you're getting it
every which way.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
All the time. And you're like, oh, if I post this, what's going to come happen? After me?
A lot.
How many friends am I going to lose?
Right.
Yeah. And who's going to angry
comment on you?
Personal message me even. I don't know. Is that PM?
PM.
PM versus PM.
We've got Lenny.com. We're getting more short stories than news from Lenny, right?
And some passionate essays maybe sometimes, right?
And The Skim is the good times. We're going to get some news from them.
Skim is a good time.
Actually.
It's a curated newsletter.
And we've got Whilst Magazine.
I don't know that that's news.
That's more of like the Lenny short story version.
Yeah, it's like the Lenny letter. Exactly. Yeah,
the Lenny letter.
But one we didn't talk about was Snapchat.
You're not getting news.
You're kind of.
How?
You're kind of getting news.
How?
On the story section, if you flip from the camera, you go to the story section and there's like, boom, Kim Kardashian said this. And you get to scroll down and read a whole article about it.
Right.
Yeah. Or the recent football game, you're definitely going to read about that on Snapchat.
Right.
And they've got all the little like Cosmo. You can like click which news source you want to read from. Don't think that's going to be super substantial.
Right. But you're going to get your bits and bobs.
Your fill. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
I mean, but you're really doing your work on NPR. So that's where you're getting your hard hitting news.
Not going to lie. Like, they helped me vote. Right. So I'm like,
so you owe them everything.
I owe them my life.
Okay. Yeah.
Just so we're clear on that.
Or, you know.
Wish they helped other people vote.
Yeah.
I know. It's funny, like, and I don't know if everyone assumes this, but, you know, they would do all these, like, we're going to talk to both sides. And I'm like, please, we know what side you're on, NPR.
Yeah, come on.
I know.
You're unbiased.
But look, they got to do what they got to do.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we did it.
I do too. Is there anything else you need to give us? I mean,
gosh.
I mean, you gave us like homie hopping. So that's
That's a gem.
That's a real takeaway.
You're
going to
be using that in the office.
I'm going to put that in a little Chinese to-go box and head out of here.
Take out, man.
It reheats well.
Yeah, it really. It'll keep.
It'll keep. Gosh, I don't know. I feel like we covered a lot
of
bases.
We did great.
We
did great.
Pretty good.
Where do the people find you online since you're not Googleable?
Since I'm not Googleable. Dang it. Devin Ann 2015 is my Instagram.
Devin Ann, A-N-N.
Ann with an E. That's an Anne of Green Gables reference my mom couldn't let die.
Fine.
So
I'm comfortable with it.
Ann with an E. Or at Whilst Magazine.
Ooh,
Whilst.
It's very
I am on Twitter, but I don't use it. That might be shameful.
Forget it.
But it's only place that you have Devin Johnson. I just want to point that
out. Well, Devin Johnson with a double H, if you didn't notice.
Oh.
And that was a mistake.
Wow.
So I couldn't log in for the longest time. Yeah. I couldn't figure out why.
Oh,
it was the double H.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, he just flies
Deanna by. Deanna knows something about
that. Yeah, I know a little something about that. I destroyed our Twitter opportunities with a mistaken email. So
it's okay.
Look, we're moving forward. It's okay, at OMFG Pod. Yeah, we have to keep going forward in this life.
It's the only way to go. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Bye.
Bye. OMFG.
Homie hopping.
Ooh, so good. When she said that, I was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Come again. We like lit up like two little Christmas trees.
It's like, you know, all of a sudden, this very sophisticated woman drops some like T-Swift, Zayn Malik news on us.
I liked it.
Yeah, it's good. I hope it's true, too. I mean, hey, if you're T-Swift, why not homie hop?
That's right. Absolutely. It's empowering. Good for you. I have signed myself up for the Skim with two M's. I'm going to look forward to getting those newsletters.
You know what they do that is very smart?
Yeah.
I've signed up a couple weeks ago.
Okay. You're new to the Skim.
Yes. I don't quite know how. I think I got like enrolled through something. It was I don't know.
Who knows?
All of a sudden I start getting the Skim in my inbox. I'm clicking it. I'm looking at it. I'm skimming it. And then I get an email that's like, we're on a 3-day streak. Let's go for one more. And I was like, it's smart.
But that's like Snapchat streaks.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So they're just being very smart about how they're like trying to grab you.
Yeah. Kind of like Warby Parker. I'm like, that's so old. How long has it been with us?
When I was in New York, I got my first pair. So, what was
at
that,
least
5 years?
4 years. 4 years ago, at least. Yeah. 5 years ago, maybe. Yeah.
Probably. And I do want to shout out Amanda de Cadenet.
Oh, yeah.
She just came out with her own little line on Warby Parker, and they are adorable.
Yes. What I'm seeing is they're too flesh colored for me.
I need pink.
I need something to kind of.
But there is a big, thick black frame as well, which we just discussed maybe didn't work on your face.
Well, it doesn't not work. I'll show you. First of all, I took these pictures, this poor recipient of these photos I sent. It was literally like, I was exhausted. My hair was in a tight bun, no makeup on, looking real crazy. And I took.
Look, I'm sure she's seen worse.
I mean, I tried to give a smile and be like, ting, you know, but I didn't set myself up for like much success.
Sure.
So they were really speaking the truth. Whatever these glasses are on my face is like real.
Yeah.
You know, she got the realest of real. I'll show you the ones that the strong look. I like it. I just, you know, Wing was a little bit like, he said, all I'm seeing is glasses on your face. And that's not what you want.
Well.
Necessarily.
Or is it? I mean, there is room for a pair like that. You don't want that to be your only pair.
Right. I got
you. But when you're in like a I'm fucking rocking these glasses moment, you do want it.
That's true.
It's a look.
I mean, you know, I've spent so, like, the idea that you can get away with just spending, you know, I have to get the thinner frames because I'm nearly blind, but, like, you can get in and out in, like, $150 if you don't, and cheaper if you don't need a thinner frame.
Right.
That's amazing.
It's awesome.
Because I spend, like, $300+ no matter what on glasses.
Horrible.
What do you think?
Yeah, it's too much.
Too much. Okay, good. I'm happy to, you know.
It's too much.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I kind of like these, which look like yours.
Very similar, yeah.
But I think yours are smaller.
And they're a little thicker, I feel like.
Maybe.
No, maybe not.
They're very similar. We'll see. Nobody cares. Anyway.
The winner we will post online so you can see what she ended up with.
Oh, man, the suspense.
Which will be great. So I just want to shout out a listener. Emailed us.
Great.
God bless. We love the emails. You can email us at omfgdeannaemily@gmail.com. Lara Ramos said, I am beyond obsessed with OMFG. I commute 4 hours daily to my dream job at CoverGirl.
Love that.
And you two keep me smiling big time. Thank
love
you.
Love it all.
So much. And thank you for taking the time to just write us a gosh darn email.
And thank you for sending us all that CoverGirl makeup. We really almost, we look forward to appreciating that because we will wear it all the time and we will show it off. So thank you for that. I'm Deanna Chang @DeannaRaphael.
I'm Emily Foster @FridaFoster.
We are OMFG Pod
on the Instagram and Twitter. You can find us on Facebook at Earwolf OMFG.
And you can go ahead and search iTunes. You're going to put OMFG in that iTunes search in your podcast tab. And then you're going to find us. You're going to click on it. You're going to subscribe, review, and you're going to leave us a comment. Thank you.
She's a little bossy, but okay. Thank you guys so much for listening.
And thank you to our guest, Devin Johnson. Go find her and go to whilstmagazine.com.
Whilst.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
OMFG. So you're done listening to your show, excuse me.
Good for you, you
and
mean.
And all you keep saying to yourself, yeah, good for you. Good for you. And like you keep saying to yourself, what do I listen to next? I finished the murder one and I finished the guy's missing one. Oh, I want another laugh. How can I laugh?
Well, you could turn on the Ronna and Beverly podcast.
Excuse me. Would it kill you to turn on the Ronna and Beverly podcast?
Yep.
You want to hear celebrities talk about their lives?
Yep.
You want to hear celebrities pushed against the wall, ask questions?
You want to hear two brilliant women tell you everything you need to know about life, liberty, and the pursuit of everything?
You're looking for advice?
Then you should be listening to the Ronna and Beverly podcast.
You want to hear a bra commercial?
And if you've never heard the show before, feel free to start with the Beginner's Guide to Ronna and Beverly, narrated by the wonderful Paul Scheer. After you listen to us and fall in love, go to iTunes, Stitcher, all the apps, and go ahead and put in 5 stars. What's wrong with you?
We know people are listening. We're going to start going to weekly. We're at bi-weekly right now.
Yep.
Make it worth that time.
Yeah.
Kiss, kiss.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.